This is Parsha. Parsha Tzitzis. So I figured maybe we'll just watch both, even Kseder Simonim, jump around, but both with certain things that, certain halachas, Parsha halacha Maaseh Tzitzis that maybe not everyone is so familiar with. So, one thing it talks about, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chav Siman Zayin, Tzarech Lafrid Chuta Tzitzis Zeh Mizeh. You have to separate the tzitzis, one from each other. It says, Mishmur Kol Chuk V'nei Atzmai. Always looking at tzitzis. Shlo Yehu Misubachet Echad V'chaveri. It can't be tangled. Yeah? When the Shtar Lo Beis Knesses Al Yezeh is Batal Mispal Tzibur is up among the Ram, it's not Nakadai. It's Nakadai to be Batal Tzibur just to do that. With the Rizal, famous, that Tzitzis, or Tzitzis, is Tzadik Yafid Tzitzyaisa Tamin. Oh, Lamaisa, if you look at the Bera Locha, you'll see there's Mamish. Like how serious it is. I always remember that thing. Tzadik after tzitzit, it's upset tzitzit. You know, things for the tzadik to do. Ma'aseh the Beralacha brings down a serious discussion. Achrayim, that maybe it is ma'aseh. He says, he quoted right. You mentioned the Mogen Abraham that it's not ma'aseh if you're gonna feel the tzibur. So you don't have to untangle the tzitzit. If you miss feel the tzibur, it's not gonna that. He says, oh, now he can also look at the tzitzit. In the Mogen Avraham, he says that Yoim, what's a Svara? And this was an insight, what exactly is this whole business of being Mafra the Tzitzis? What's the Enyim Chal? So, says the Mogen Avraham, Hayoim, Ein Zerak Zecher, Lizman Atcheles, Shreit Tzara Oz Medina Lafra Atcheles Min Alava. Says the Mogen Avraham, what's the whole idea? Amol, that Atcheles and Lavan, so the Atcheles had to be separate from the Lavan. And therefore, if it was mixed up together, yeah, it was knotted, then there's a problem. Then it's Taka Makil. That's a cool alma. When you're wearing Chaylas, it's Makil. The male of Zman is only a Zecher. Therefore, it's not Makil, and therefore it's not the it's not the Mech Tzil Tzil. Abba Zot Mishnah Be'al Locha. The Goyin says no. The Gama Yoyin, Tzarech Me'adim, half the Kol Chud Zem is that. And if they're tangled, it's a problem. Zachar Matsasi, where it was Tamid, he says, the Chutti Tzitzis Mishabach Mechel Mechaveri, Ein Levar Chalei, Mabal Arayin. I was like, shock, that's what it is, yeah? The Chutti Tzitzis are tangled, can't make a bracha, according to the Gain. Ayav Shalagara, the Gadumei Tzitzis. I'm not sure why it should be done to the Gadumei, there's only a little bit left over, why should it be worse than that? I don't know. So it's not just like hinder ba'alma or to separate your tzitzis. It's a serious thing. And chatchila yishtaka be makbid to every morning separate your tzitzis.
From like the four corners or from like the eight strands on each corner?
Each one by itself. Yeah. Usually you don't have two tzitzis together, tangled. The eight strands should be separate. You shouldn't ever go check the tzitzis and see how tangled they are. Okay, that's point number one. There's another aura that this is like a mamish chap. I think mamish people don't arm the kindness. It's a little funny. There's a famous Bach, yeah, and the Mechaber says already, by Chabin. Mechavim, mitzvah tzitzis, not just on the general kavana of all mitzvahs, mitzvah paskin, mitzvah tzitzis kavana, yet the mechavim shei mitzvah. More than that, mechavim by tzitzis, they should remember that the mitzvah tzitzis were given to remember the rest of the mitzvahs. Yeah? Remember the rest of the mitzvahs. And that. Yeah? We say in the Parashat Tzitzis. Yeah. Besides Kavan of Mekayim Mitzvah, Zatim, and he's a Bach, famous Bach. Shekhen Adin, the film is Sukkah. Right? It's famous Bach, which everyone does, that one, I think, most people, I think, by Sukkah. Then it's like, you know, I want to get there, you know, the Bach, Mayeder, Esechem, besides the Mechavan Shem Mitzvah, you also have the Mechavan, we sing the Sukkah the first night, then we give that announcement, you have the Mechavan, Mayeder, Esechem. Yeah? That, I think, is very, very popular. But the Bach has two other places where there's Nigei. One is Tzitzis. What?
Pascha
and
Maneder, that's where it's coming from.
What? Maneder. Yeah. That's the same Bach. Look, the Bach says that by three places, because there the Torah says explicitly what it's for. So therefore, the sign that's Makkah, if we have to, point, we just have to do it. And he says, about all the mitzvahs, all you need is Kavanah Shem Mitzvah. Teretz is. By Sukkah it says, by Tzitzit it says Man Tiskeru. By Tefillin it says Man Tia Teretz Shem Meficha. And by Sukkah it says Man Yehidu. It says, Zach Mishmur, I need the calls of Chathila, the Elkai Mitzvah Shem Musa. But the other, it might keep it in an act of Kavanah. Yaitzeh, it needs to have from God and that as well. Now, so what is this kavanah? What is this kavanah by tefillin? Okay, by tzitzis is easy. Yeah, but again, I don't think most people do it. But Ma'aser, I think it's something that we should be doing. We, you know, we machaven by sukkah, and as Ma'aser Mechaber says it, it's Mechaber says machaven that the man takes karmitzes. By tefillin, there it's even harder. By tefillin, it's a ganze machaber, the ganze drash over there. Where he's supposed to machaven. Mechaber says, "Yichav and Chassan, she's Yivanu Kadosh Baruch Hu leniach arba parshas elu sheyesh behem." What's unique about these parshas? Yichad Hashem, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yichad Hashem Yitzias Mitzrayim. You should have that on Mizraya Kedegan Alei, the Rosh Kedegan Mayach. Kedeg, she nisker nisim flaish asimanu, she mayir mayichuda. Hashem did nisim and shows that the Yichad Hashem, Hashem is Yachad Baylo. Bashel, again, Yichad Hashem, Koich, all the lessons we know from Yitzchak Mitzrayim, he's supposed to be Mechavim Mishas Tefillin. Yichad Hashem, that he has Koich and Mishal Biyam Dachtainen to do what he wants, and Meila, okay, so those are two things, Yichad Hashem and Yichad Hashem. V'yishabel Gershvoruch HaNesham Meshu B'moyach, okay, so you have to Mishabed your Machshavis and your taivis to Hashem. All this is what he's supposed to be thinking about. B'shas, no, you mechaven mayeder seichem on sukkahs because you chayish mebach. So in kosher over here, with the mechav brings it down. In sukkahs, by sukkah, another mechav brings down. The other thing is just the bach. If I remember correctly, upon him. This is, I think, something that.
That's good.
We're done. What did you say?
I have to come earlier to Chicago.
Like 5 minutes early, huh? And also, like, especially if you have to sleep, you're putting on your thrilling. So I'm a little spread to have this in mind. But I guess once, you know, if you're marigold yourself, it'll be easier. But, this was an interesting horror. Now, okay, so we mentioned before the separating the tzitzis. Right after that, this is really a very big discussion, which is very interesting. Whole halacha about checking your tzitzis, right? Then mechaber fesh mechaber kam shivarech yayim chutei tzitzis imhem kshayim. Right? This big blue thing, put the tiles over there, they check. I don't know where the tiles come, but that's what people they sit there checking their tzitzis. They, also Mechaber says, they shall Baruch Hu Atala. And here, there's a big discussion. Is it, they should have Baruch Hu Atala? What about the Bittul Mitzvah Tzitzis? If it's possible, and you're putting it on, then besides Baruch Hu Atala, it's also Bittul Mitzvah. But Stamazai, before we just go on, Stamazai, I really don't understand this whole thing. Like I told them, I've been checking my talas for the last 30 to 35 years, right? I don't think I ever found it to be possible. Yeah? As we'll see, hopefully, later on, exactly what makes it possible. What do you need to make it possible? Yeah, according to the one cheetah, which definitely can make a bracha on, if assuming that the four and the four are separated, that's what they, you know, the injures do them all together, right? So then we know that the four and four are different. All four are different strings. So then, according to the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have they're all four cut on one side, yeah, down to the bottom, it's okay, right? According to the other sheet, you need two full strings. So you have two on one side, it's also kosher. Two cut down, we're not going to need it.
Down to the bottom is the nuts.
What?
Down to the bottom is where the nuts
are. Is it down to the bottom where the nuts are? Yeah, the nuts are. Okay, what?
Yeah.
So, I'm saying, fit to be possible, yeah, you know, then, fit to be possible, you need a lot of strings ripped off over there, yeah? And if they're Neva, then it's even better, yeah? What?
4 rings, less than 4 rings,
no, if it's on one side, if it's on two, no, because the sheet of the kids are, according to the first sheet, you need one, all you need is one full string, right? Yeah, let's just go ahead and drop one second. Mechaber says, wait there. Mechaber says, this is a kochut haknaf, and it's not behem kedei niva, kochutim hapsukim biyachad kosher. Mloy nishar kedei niva, afilu chut echad, shenifza kulei pasal. Okay? It's like this. If one full chut is pasal, okay? One full chut is cut. I mean, the same string is cut both sides, then it's a problem. Yeah? So therefore, if you have cut to the bottom one side, you have one on each side, you don't know, it could be the same one, therefore it's going to be possible, right? However, meaning unless you have Kedeniva, and Kedeniva is like two thumbs, yeah? Hilko, kimish kalecha kafu shnayim, and nifsuk shnei rosh, impossible. Shem and nifsuk chut echa. So if you didn't separate them, then as long as two, even on the same side, cut down to the bottom possible. If you did separate them, then one on one side, one on the other side, is going to be possible, right? According to this first sheet. Because of Chayish, there may be one that was cut down legami. Zach Mishgura, but if they're all cut on one side, so since you for sure don't have, if you separate them, and all four are cut on one side, so then it's okay. Why? Because you don't have one that's totally cut. Because the second one, the second one's still kind. Right? That's the first sheet. The Rebbeinu Tam sheet is that you have to be left with two full strings. Okay? Two full strings. That meaning two full strings that Yud Beis Gaida. The whole thing is all together is Yud Beis Gaida. Right? That's what you need. That means going to the Rebbeinu Tam is more makom. You need two full strings. So therefore, going to Rebbeinu Tam, if you have two on one side, just cut down to the bottom, you're still good because you still have two full strings. Right? If you have,
what?
What?
So you have two on each side.
No, if you have two on each
one on each side,
if it, no, two on each side is a problem. What, right? We go by one on each side. If you have one on each side, and according to the first sheet, the chumra, that may be the same one. According to Rebbeinu Tam, you're good because for sure you still have two full ones. So Al Kapanim, in order to pass the Tzitzis, yeah, a lot has to be going on over there. Yeah. So therefore, truth matter, they never really understood this halacha, because unless they had much weaker tzitzis in those days, then it was, you know, shchiach. But ma'isa, in our tzitzis, it's really very unlikely for it to become possible. Amal, a guy gets stuck in the door, whatever. So, you know, the arshal does rip amal, but like, you know, in a normal case, in a normal day to day, it doesn't happen. Okay, akpanim,
what?
What? Oh, so we'll talk about chazaka now. Right, that's a good question. What about chazaka? So okay, now, so now that having been said, let's put it on loch. Chabra says, you have to check it, alzibra. Zakat has, because even though there's a problem of bitul mitzvah tzitzis, but for that, for the guy with the bitul mitzvah, we'll shtal chazaka. But for also chumra, they see so there we're going to be chayshish. It's not fair because it's going to be shafal hashav, and therefore not going to be saying on the chazaka. Yeah.
You
can go
back to
Zabbat
even if you have the ability to check it later.
Oh, so there, very good. Ah, L'chayra, we see by B'dikas HaSakin in the beginning of Yeradeya, where it says, even though there's a Chazaka, but we check it anyway. Right? So therefore, we see that we're not saying a Chazaka if you could be blinded. So he says, no. Over there, the pshat is Tzavti Semech Hazaka here, even the guy with the mitzvah, the bitul mitzvah, not just the bracha. So he says, no, over there, pshat over here, you did check your talis. You checked it at one point, right? And there's no reis, right? El Mai Chayesh, maybe something happened, but they have a Chazaka. Mashayim came, different Medinik with Semech Hazaka. In other words, this that we say, that's Taz Chiddush. This that we say over there, you have to check it, is because, I guess since you shechted it, is a reyesa, so now you have to be machzik it again. So for that, we say if you can do it, you have to do it. But shake it over here, where you checked it. That's what he wanted to say. Because you checked it and nothing happened since you last checked it, that's what he's saying. Oh, there's something happened since you last checked it.
Right,
that's basically what he's saying.
You don't need to check it every second.
So what?
Saying a day doesn't make it.
What?
You check it every. It's good. So he's saying nothing. What's the difference between why don't we need to check it every second when you're wearing it? Because it's not
done. Well, if the checking was out the mitzvah, you mean?
Then you would need to check it every second.
Oh, well, yeah, what's that? Now, the whole problem is only out the bracha. The guy's wearing more than one baged. He doesn't have to check it. Right? You know, he checks one, makes the bracha. And I'm sure Scheinberg didn't check, I imagine, they didn't check 400 pairs of tzitzis. That would be on Zavoy Day. Every day, check all his
tzitzis.
He really owes the chakras, man. Zakh among the wrong argues. And he says, no, Yichai Mikra Din, alts the mitzvah. Like Yitzchak said, because you're not Seimach. The Malkim is absolutely right. You're not Seimach Chazaka. Right? So Meili says, but even he's minder that if you're running late, right, you didn't come early before chakras, or you only have enough time for the kavanas and tzitzis, you didn't and fill, you didn't leave extra time for the batika. So then he says, oh, that's called the Efshalavar. If you're going to miss time because of that, that's called the Efshalavar. No, there is a Chazaka. El Mai says it's Efshalavar. It's Efshalavar. This is a cool way, not Efshalavar. Also, he says that maybe it's not called, you can't call it Chazaka because it's also a Lipasa called Shah. And then Meli says that's why we only check the Tzitzis, you only check the minigs, only to check it by. After the knots, we don't check it in the hole because that's less of a shash, I guess. There's more of a shash, it gets pulled, whatever, but not in the hole. Okay. Now, Melzog Zog Mishabura. Even the guy's wearing a number of tzitzis, right? He has to check. Or a guy's wearing a talis kahn and talis gadol. He's making the bracha, the minig is. You make the bracha talis gadol, not in talis katan. That's a minhag. So meila, according to the Taz, you don't have to check the talis katan. According to the Magen Avraham, you do. Okay. Oh, so here, Magaram, which would mention like sort of a boss ass. He said, "Abel Iraq is seen in the Shah." Vimrach is seen in the Shah. Afish Yisir Das. You have to make a new bracha. You don't have to check it again. There's man mu kazein rogalim li pasuk. The mchina chazak. Then you can be saying mchina chazak. You know, there's a very interesting thing for the tas. One second. We'll leave that now. Oh, may like this. And here, Mishra raises a point, which is a prompt. If a tal shall call, right? So if you borrow someone's talus, right? So that's me potter from tzitzis, right? So male is no problem. You're not making a bracha. You also really potter from tzitzis. You're only doing it al tzkavin. When you get an aliyah, you grab someone's talus. You have to check it. You know, he says though, but tal shall call, right? Take one of the talisim from the shul, right? So there, he says, that's a guy, meaning a guy comes to, right? The guy used that talis. So, the guy used that talis to get an aliyah. So, if he's part of the tzibur, so that's in his tal shal shutfin. Tal shal shutfin is chayim and tzitzis. And there is takach shash, you know, that it might be possible. Because that's, you know, his own, it gets here and there, and therefore the chash, the mela, and that's not true. The talis of a call, you never know where it came from, chatchila. You never, you know, gets thrown around. There's definitely more of a chash by a public talis than by a private talis. So there he says, that's, there's a problem, because you're not going to make a bracha on it, but if it's talis of a call and you're considered a shuttif, and if you're in that shul, then it's really a problem. So you should try to take a quick look, you know, that it's, you know, it's not blatantly puzzle before you put it on, if that's shy.
Can you see the puzzle before?
What?
Can you see the puzzle before you? If I
what?
So take the task on the
no.
Can you see the puzzle before?
No, for sure not. I think you could assume not, you know. Not for sure not, you can't be Simon. For sure not, but you can do it. Yes, Talish Shul is Potter. For Shleishim Yoim, you borrow a beggar of Dal Kambas and out tzitzis and pray it around and not wear tzitzis. Yeah? If you want to, like, you know. Be a stolzy guy, huh?
The yeshiva,
no.
Okay.
Okay, then echnami. What about the one that I donated when we were up by Mor Bachziv? That's also how had that become the yeshivas? Huh? Kind of chatzer? Huh? No, maybe I'm asking. I'm saying maybe we have to give. Maybe we'll get my talis. What?
If it's
shale, then it's not a problem.
Even though it's being thrown around just like a talis of shale.
Again, but if it's shale, you're potter. That's the mile. Talis shul is potter. So even though it's possible, you don't care. No, but you're not borrowing for 30 days. You're borrowing for a minute. If you borrow a talis for 30 days, then you're chayim. If you borrow for a minute, you're potter. So man, who cares? It can be possible. Who cares? No, because he doesn't borrow for 30 days. Each time he borrows, he gives it back. He's borrowing, he's borrowing each time. He's borrowing for 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, the Craig will skip. Wait a little bit, 1 second. A little bit, 1 second. Oh, the trial by Shabbos, though. That's an important question. Not by Shabbos. Question is there a chiyuv to check on Shabbos? Yeah?
Even if you do check on Shabbos.
Huh? Because, what? No, try it like this. Because, Craig makes a chesed like this. That by Shabbos, hooray, There's a sheet of the Mardechai, the famous Reen the Mardechai, in Hilchos Matanos, Tavlof Kuf Mem Daled. The Reen says that on Shabbos, you're allowed to put on a Begad Dal Kampus without tzitzis. Why? The Reen says the Gashayel. He says, what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? Is the mitzvah of tzitzis that a Begad you put on has to have tzitzis on it? Or is the mitzvah of tzitzis that when you're wearing a Begad of Dal Kampus, you have to put on tzitzis? So he says, no answer to put on a Begad of Dal Kampus without tzitzis. The mitzvah is first chal, if you're wearing a Begad of Dal Kampus, then you mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So theoretically, you can put on a Begad of Dal Kampus, then start making the tzitzis. That's the mitzvah. So what about the Shabbos? We are nainis. The Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis. So therefore, there's no problem putting on the Begad. Put on the Begad, now I'm a nainis. So even though it's mavur and there's this drabanan, that's machlekes. Machlekes pass among the Ram whether ilafi the is an this drabanan Shabbos the way beggar without tzitzis. The ma'aser the Ramah is in the Gael Halacha. The Ramah says in Yigimel. The Ramah says that if you're sitting in shul, yeah, you're sitting in shul and you're embarrassed not to wear towels, your towels became possible. One whole thing ripped out, whatever. It's impossible, yeah? And you're embarrassed. He said, without a dollars. And there's no dollars in shul to take, right? So he says, you're allowed to stay. You're allowed to wear it. Why? Because God the Kavar Briya, Shadech Lesh Shemateira. Kavar Briya is Shadech Rabbanan. Yeah? So it's Mavor, it's Rabban. If Shaz is Mutu Hatkhila, then you don't need Kavar Briya, right? The Ramah says it's the head of Kavod Abriyas, but it says that this is Rabban. But the Mechalik is Magen Avram and the Taz. So Mel is looking for Eger like this. That can be an Akamina between the Magen Avram and the Taz. Because if it's Alt, the Chshash, yeah, if it's Alt, the Chshash, then on Shabbos, there's no problem. It's this Rabban. And so by the Rabban, we can be signed up on the Chazaka. By the Rabban, Greg wants to say. On the Rais, we're not going to sign up on the Chazaka. But if it's al bracha atala, then even on Shabbos you have to check. That's what Craig says. That can be an akamina in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Okay. Now, okay. Let's move on to the next thing. There's a little bit more about it, but we'll move on. Now, in Sif Tezayin it says, Halam b'talisoy b'layla tzorech l'varach ol v'baiker im loy pashtoy. The guy who waits at night, then the next morning he has to make a bracha. Even though he slept in his tzitzis, the guy fell asleep with his clothes. Next morning, so he's still wearing his tzitzis, the next morning he has to make a bracha. You should stop, move it, you know, touch it, but not, you know, take it off. Chen yas the mishloish talis karm shariyim, where you put on the talis before this man, right? Before Allah's, or before Mashiachir, I mean, before Mashiachir. Then, when it comes to this man, you make a bracha, so you don't take it off and put it back on. You can just be mash my tzitzis and make the bracha. Because the tzitzis is a mitzvah that's ongoing. And the Rambam says that even though we need ayva siyasin, normally supposed to be ayva siyasin, but a mitzvah that's ongoing, you can make the bracha even after you did the ma'isa. Now, So that's halacha. That, so what's the reason for that? The reason is because we pass in Laila Lavzman, Laila's Lavzman Sitzis, right? Memela. So at night you're a potter, right? At night you're a potter. And therefore, you can make a bracha the next morning.
They're saying if you up the whole night.
What? Not if you up all night.
You're sleeping.
What?
Because you're even though.
What happens if you up all night? The same thing.
Well, is it, we pass it against the Ksusim? We pass it against Ksusim?
We hold that Ksus Yoyim Ulayla is Pater. And therefore, you make a bracha. Second. Right, reminds me of the person of Hilchos Yinam Shem Zalman. Yinam Shem Zalman that by night, you're Shaita, right? You let them put in the sukkah by night, take out a sukkah, right? So here, so that guy saw the dirt, they put that thing, Shem Zalman was Mesiachas to this. But all the person may say, because Laila's Lazman Tzitzis, right? So therefore, that's why it's a hefsek. Because Shem Zalman, either way, either way, you're a shaykh, you're part of mitzvahs then. Right? So, male did, the male is a hafsek. Because you're sleeping, not because of Laila. So, al kapanim, okay, so now this din of sleeping with tzitzis, the stam is a shasanta shtickle over here. The Magen Avraham, not him, but more later on, Yechvalev brings down the Rizal. Al pi Kabbalah, you should, it's an Indian to sleep with your tzitzis. And Arizal brings a raya from David HaMelech, famous Gemara. In Menachah, it's also Shabbos. The raya brings down Shabbos of Koflamin, meaning it was the Mila. And David was armed in Merachatz. And he said, Oili, there's armed in the mitzvahs. Until he remembered the Mila. Then he remembered the Mila and the Skara Taitai. That's when he came out of America. That's when he was Machadish, the parasha, the chpital of the Maseach Al Shminis. Mizmal David, Al Shminis, it's talking about the mitzvah of Mila, which was knitting the Shminis. So Dr. Rizal, why only the Merachatz did he feel there was Aram and the mitzvahs? What about every night when he went to sleep? He was Aram and the mitzvahs. Al-Mal Karchach, every night when he went to sleep, he'd be wearing tzitzis. If he wasn't wearing tzitzis. And then there is a Rav David Melech, he's supposed to wear tzitzis by night.
He couldn't be nine.
What?
He couldn't be nine.
What?
David Melech could not be nine.
Well, when he was sleeping. Whatever. Even when he was sleeping, you mean? What?
Huh?
Well,
the conscious man is sleeping. It's a shit.
Huh?
It's a shit when he's sleeping.
Okay. So if I says we're in the hell like that. What? What? What's Hashem Mitzvah?
He's sleeping, so
he's not Arma Mitzvah, you mean?
No.
No.
The whole problem was he couldn't think of Torah.
What?
The whole problem was he couldn't think of Torah, so he thought.
Wait, the Merachatz?
Yeah.
No.
So he thought until he fell asleep, and he was sleeping.
That's the time, yeah. Oh, mine's the bigger time, though. There's a bigger time. The first one, Magen Avraham says, he says, Udvar of Divrei Kabbalah and Kabbalah. Im Kabbalah and Kabbalah. Yeah. Plain words. Aval din yeshuva. So he says, why? Because at night he had the mezuzah. Hashem in the Merachatz. What?
Isn't it for you every second
day? What?
Isn't it for that? Like, it's
mitzvah
for everybody in the house every second
night. You have a chiv to have a mezuzah, what do you mean? What's the problem? And when he was home, he had a mezuzah. So Mela, he didn't feel his arm in a mitzvah, Dr. the Magen Avraham. Shaking the Merachah, it's no mezuzah. He says, the Gemara, in that same Gemara, the Gemara starts off, Chaviv in Yisrael, Dr. the Gemara. Shesivan Yisrael, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shesivan Kosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs. Tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, balayin, akos, aleim of David, shev yem al ticha, tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, sheva, right? Four tzitzis, two tefillin, and one mezuzah. Shash nechzal beis amerchetz, ro'atz of arm arim, yeah. Oh, so you see that if he would have had mezuzah, he wouldn't have felt he was arm of mitzvahs. Right? That's the Hakdama of that story over there. So now says Manaram, what's he right? And he wants it tonight. A night he had mezuzah. The Maisa, Oichi Kapella, because first of all, Pashtis, even the guys in the Marachas, is Mekayim Mitzvah of mezuzah. Right? When you leave your house, right? I'm not Mekayim Mitzvah mezuzah in my house in Aroch. Pashtis, I'm just going to left for a second, doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah. Right? First, my stuff is there. I didn't have a chidah that also. But that's all. I'm still living in the house. I didn't move. I'm living in the house. I'm chidah mezuzah. Yeah? So chayra. So if that's true, then even then what was the problem in the merchats? Right? Well, Maisa, there is a kveger, which is mashma, that if you leave the house taka, you're not kind of mezuzah. Because famous Joseph Craig in Simon Tess, he's done, every time you leave and come back, if you left for a significant amount of time, that's chadas, every time you come home, you come back, you should make a new bracha on the mezuzah. What bracha are you going to make? So Craig found the Magen Avraham, they made up a bracha. Magen Avraham says, if you move into the house, there's already a mezuzah there. So you can't make a bracha l'kvay mezuzah. You can't make a kvay mezuzah, whatever. So you make a bracha lagur bebayis sheish from mezuzah. Magen Avraham made his own bracha lagur bebayis sheish from mezuzah.
That's a mitzvah.
What?
That's a mitzvah.
So the truth of the matter is, no. All right, pashas mitzvah is. Like that same Mordechai guy said the same about mezuzah. He says no iser to be, just like there's no iser to wear beged al kamos without tzitzis. There's no iser to be in a house without a mezuzah. If you have a house, then you have chiyuv to put on a mezuzah. Yeah. What? Or Magen Avraham log up by a sheish for mezuzah. So then Rebbeinu says. But again, in the postscript, after the tshuva, after the chesima, he said, no, then he found the Birkei Yosef and Simen Yud Tes. The Birkei Yosef and Simen Yud Tes says that you only make a bracha b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Only then can you make a bracha. So meila, you can't make a bracha, meaning when you put it up, not for meila, only when you put it up. So meila, that's why you can't make a bracha, why you don't make a bracha every time you come in and out. But upon him, the Pashas Lechayr is not like that. The Pashas is that you're carrying the mitzvah, even though you're not at home. Elamai Lechayr, the Pshama Dov Melech is something different at Gamri. And Mela is no raya to the Rizal for a different reason. There's also no raya the Achrayim Adan. What is the mitzvah of Sukkah? What is the mitzvah? In time, what's the mitzvah of Mila? Is the mitzvah of Mila, the result of being Gemal, or is the mitzvah of Mila doing the Ma'aseh Mila? So the Maror Hazruah says that Ikar Mitzvah says by Mila is not Asiya. The Ikar Mitzvah says Maror Hazruah Semir Aleph is the result of being Gemal. It means the raya from David. You see, by David, Arman of Mitzvahs, then remembers the Mila. So if the Mitzvah is Asiya, so what? 50 years ago, yeah, when they mauled him, they had a Mitzvah. What does it do with now? He's still Arman of Mitzvahs. He's not doing any Mitzvahs. He's not doing any Mitzvahs. Elma is not the Maror Hazruah. No, you see, it's a constant Mitzvah. That's the Maror Hazruah.
Lamaisa,
what? No. So then again, Chayra Mezuzah. Oh, so Emes Yeridarka, right? I think it's at least if you're Rashi, because Rashi and Shabbos Kaflamin, the Chayra says that there's a whole. We're not talking here about Kiyum Mitzvahs. We're talking about Rashi says like this. He says. Rashi says, all mitzvahs are not machiach that you're a God-fearing Jew. Right? Tefillin, zuz, and tzitzis. Ve'en kishu b'sadev aram b'ezemerchas. Right? It's not machich al kol shah. In the salt, you're not wearing tefillin. There's no mezuzah. There's no tzitzis. I don't know why it's not tzitzis. No, aram b'ezemerchas. Aram b'ezemerchas. Aval zeh made aleim la'ilon. Yeah? Mitzvah meal is made aleim la'ilon. That the Yishuv Adas Dov Melech had was not that he has a key in mitzvah. He's been mekayim in mitzvah. Arvin mitzvah doesn't mean he's mekayim mitzvah. He's arvin a mitzvah shemachir is all. There's no mitzvah to be machiach on him. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was simba with mitzvahs. Right? Hashem was Masavi with mitzvahs, the Hainu, that wherever you go, there's a mitzvah that shows you're a Jew. Yeah, you have to know, you have to sit in the Tvon Brash, you have to sit in the Big Dog. Don't know in America, he didn't have anything with Machiachal. Not in the Tumaki mitzvah, he didn't have anything with Machiachal. The Mela, until the end, I should write the Mela. So if he's there, there's no Raya Bechal. So by night, right? By night, say it might like when Bungalow said they had the mezuzah, but we're not talking about Kiyam Mitzvah here, Bechlal. So no right that the meal is a Kiyam Mitzvah all the time, right? The point is, he needed something, just something to show that Mechir Chazal Kol Shah. Okay. Now. Just took a raya on because when the Brisa it says Chavim Yisrael Shivu Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzvahs, right? It doesn't mention Mila, right? It says Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Mezuzah. Why does it mention Mila? Shivu Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzvahs, Shivu Mitzvahs, Mila, right? Because Teretz is Mila Takinat Mekayim. Right, not like the Baruch Hu. Okay. Al Kabanim, that's the point in Rashi, that the whole thing is, the other Rashi is the Dover Melech, at least from Rashi. And Rashi, you see that the issue was not a key mitzvah, the issue was that mitzvah's mechich is Allah, that mitzvah's mechich Allah is a Jew. Now, so we mentioned before that Shina Balayla, you have to make a brach the next morning. You sleep with your tzitzis. Says Rashi, his Mishmur speaks it out. Mishulkayim on Lyle Lazman Sitzis. Oh, Yesh Chok and Bezeh, says the Mishmur. Kim the Ksus Yoim Chayim Rasha Lyle. The Yeshiz Ramah is the Ksus Yoim is Chayim. There's a Mchayim Rosh in the Ramah. What does it mean that Lyle is Lazman Sitzis? Does that mean that a Ksus Lyle is Potter? But Ksus Yoim Belayla Yechayim? Or vice versa? Ksus Lyle Beyoim, you're Potter? Or no? Laila means the time of night and time of day. Regardless of whether it's Ksus Yom or Ksus Laila, it's irrelevant. But since it's a Shita that says that Ksus Yom is Chayib Laila, so couldn't that sit a Shita? I'm wearing my tzitzit at night, right? So I'm still Chayib. So if you're around, I think it is Ksus Yom Laila Chayib. So that's it's not a Hefzik. Therefore, Mishmur says, that's why the guy slept with the tzitzis, it's not so bashit that's him. They should be able to make a bracha. Therefore, you shouldn't have the path of the house gadol.
Why? For him,
what? No, he doesn't always sleep in tzitzis. We're not going to Rizal. I just brought to Rizal the derech aga. The mishmurus was not a guy that he fell asleep with his clothing. That he always does.
But a guy that always falls asleep with tzitzis.
Yeah, but Dafka goes sleep with tzitzis? No. And it doesn't change his bag the next morning? He just...
No, he changes
his
makes
him out.
I don't
even
know.
So, okay, so if a guy... If he doesn't... Some people have sleep... That's their separate pair of tzitzis for Lila. Then it's not a problem. But a guy always wears his at night. So, then you have the shayla always. He's saying, with it? Then it's a tzitzis Lila.
Both
tzitzis Yom. So Ksus Yoyim, so it's not just Chayim. So what? The Ksus Laila is going to be Mafkiah, but it's also Ksus Yoyim. So Ksus Yoyim, it's Chayim. So it's also Ksus Laila, that's going to be Mafkiah. Why?
So it's just a,
what's the shot? If you're the Rambam, yeah? If it's Yom Lailah is high, what about if it's just Yom Lailah? It's not a chiyuv, meaning it's not a pater, it's just no chiyuv.
Here
you have a chiyuv, also
it's
just yayim.
Isn't it from Reese?
What?
Isn't it from
Reese? No. So?
Once the bay of the shirt to yeah. Doesn't matter whether it's also from
him. Okay. Say. Oh, says Mishabura. So it's best, it's not so posh this halacha, right? Because it's telling him like his. But he says, why don't you have an Eitzah? You have an Eitzah that you should take it off. Aldas. Well, I guess I don't know, you're fooling yourself. To take it off, Aldas not to put it back on, then change your mind, right?
What?
Well, how do you make Hesach Das?
I don't know, go make some breakfast.
For that money. So he says, though.
For your time.
What? Chamakni says, Chachil ain't nothing last as Eitzah Zu. Kadesh is Chai Vibracha Kul Alma. Shabbat Hashem is Shricha. This is interesting. Here Mishmur says you shouldn't, if you're eating in a massive Safik, you shouldn't create a Chiyav. So I saw in the Dirish they bring down, the Chariz is steering Mishmur about this, because in Kuftan Tes, Gabay, in Til Sadayim, there is a Shayla if you need Kavana by in Til Sadayim. Chabbat said, Chathilo Yishim Mechabin, that you're being Naitel Yidayim. That's how it comes from the Gabi Tfila, Mandy Kavana. You can find that you're coming to be mad there. Says the Mishabura, yeah? Mavram, Pasal B'dievit. But the guy is Mekel. And that's what Rav Hashem say, Yom Kavana. Yeah? He said. Mishabura says, Rav Hashem say, Yom Kavana. B'dievit, you're Mekel. Like the Mechaber, you can Mekel that, if you're not on water, you can Mekel. That with the evidence, okay. Yeah? Now, Dr. Baralacha, Toyev Shi, Tami Yada, Kadesh is Chayiv Adam Tilashnia, Miyachul Avarev. You dirty your hands, whatever it is, so that, touch your shoe, whatever it is, you have to wash it, Kadesh is Chayiv yourself to wash again, because it's suffering, you're not going on the first time. So here, you know, we're in a situation where, according to here, in this case, Roy Vishayin Hol, he don't need Kavana, right? And still he says, it means Roy Vishayin Hol, that Yetz Mir Yetzer. Still he says, you'll have to be machmas yourself, as you suffer brachas, you machmas yourself and suffer brachas. By us, he says, you shouldn't do that. Okay. Oh, Maisa, this is really very yellow. What about sleeping during the day? Yeah? So Dr. Mishabura, yeah, let's see, a guy sleeps, Shabbos afternoon, puts away 2-3 hours, takes off his scissors. Yeah? So now, you have a problem of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas. Not making breakfast, right? So what do you do? Probably the guy goes to sleep 2-3 hours, took off his scissors, it's an azir, it's schmaltzing over there, took off his scissors. I don't know what else he took off, but I took off his scissors, and the child is now, when he has to, when he puts it back on again, let's make a bracha. So, Mishmur says it's a shayla. Here's Deus. Here's Deus on a paiskin. If that's called Hesach Hadas. And therefore he says, Ma'an Nachayim.
Is that called Hesach Hadas?
If it's called Hesach Hadas. Why not? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a
paiskin. I don't know, I'm not sure. He just says he has days on a paiskin. He doesn't go into the sugya. I don't know. I didn't see who holds what. Agapanami says, what should he do? He should at least put the tzitzis on top of you, drape it, you know, as loose as like a blanket, and then, yeah, then you should make a bracha. Yeah? L'chayr to shtikopela, because, what? Right, exactly. What? So, because Ma'ez Shechon Aruch and Simon Yud Ches. It says, Sadinim, Sheets, Apish Ad Miosh Mem Biker, Ematil Mem Tzitzis. Because it's not just slime, right? Some people use their sheets even during the day. So I guess there is a Muslim, right? It sounds like I'm sure that there is a Muslim. I don't know how to face it, but they thought there is such a Muslim, vice versa, yeah? So Meila, so Shaila, you have to wear tzitzis. They put tzitzis on your sheets, yeah? Says the Meshibura, since the Ikatash of Laila, so it's called Ksus Laila, because go by Ikatash Mesh. Right? Oh, so here you see Taka, if it's both, then Lahadia, you consider it as Yain, right? It's only because if Ikatashvish is Malayah, it's considered as Lahadia, then he uses it by day also. I guess those that sleep, you know, maybe more during the day than at night, then maybe those guys have to put tzitzis on their sheets, if they're, you know, four corner, like, you know, blanket. Huh? Yeah? Oh, Yeshem Aritam Liftur, Shun Lechayim Etayrak Derech Malbush, is what I told Eitan. A Derech Ituf, yeah? Loi Derech Halah. So it has to be, the Torah is Mechayim and Tzitzis, either if you're wearing a beged, that's Dalal Kanfis, or it's Ituf. Like in a talus, it's not like a beged you put on, but talus also, you're being active, you're wrapping yourself in the talus. Mashen came, a blanket, it's derech halah, it's just on top of you. You're not wrapping yourself with a blanket. Right? So the guy walks around with a blanket wrapped around and has four corners, it might be a problem. That's like a talus. Yesh chol, the Israeli, I feel like it's a tachtav, begish of dal kamas, chayav et tzitzis. It's a pella. Some say, even not just with the top of you, this is Mamash Apella. You're laying on a blanket, on a four corner, the sheet's four corners, doesn't have the whatever, you know, elastic around, whatever. It's, there's some sheets, right? Like in the hospitals, they have to put them on there, right? It tells you, right? So those sheets, it's four corners, if it's four corners, right? And then even laying on it, that's the Mechayev Tzitzis, according to some Mechayev, according to some Paiskin. So Merely says, okay, Machir Magan Avram. Yeah? Tell the Gazak. Says the Magan Avram. Meshur says if it's Tseme or Pishtun, if it's a wool blanket, she's only Machmir by wool blanket. Yeah? You should make one corner round. You have a wool blanket, says the Meshabura, or a linen blanket. That's like the frocks, you know, around one corner. So here also you have to round. You should round one corner. Now it's interesting, right? He says, why daf get semra pishtim? Because that's the ma'isa, the machlek is rishayim, and machlek is mechab and ramah. What's the next? That's the next on the agenda here. Is there a chiv tzitzis, dafka by midraisa, by dafka by semra, or even by shara? I think maybe we'll leave it for now. So now, we'll talk about it now, so I won't go into it right now. But what I want from that, what do you see from there? Yeah? That halah is certainly not pashit that Yechayim and Tzitzis. So what's he giving the eights over here? Right? It's not pashit the eights. He says, you should put this on top of you. I guess, Teretz, this will be, at least it'll be a svek sveika. It'll be a svek sveika. Because Suffolk, maybe it's not a hefsek, not has chadas. And if it has chadas, maybe all like those sheetis, that Allah is chayim and tzitzis. And mamela, mitam svek sveka, that you'll be okay. But even though I'm just thinking now, though, it's really not pashit, because it's a very, very big discussion. If you have a svek sveka with a bracha, we say bracha, sabah, bracha, salaka, sabah. Right? Suffolk Bracha Zlaka. What about by Svek Svek? So, there's a number of rais in Mishabura that we say Suffolk Bracha Zlaka even by Svek Svek. For example, what's the example of that? Example of that is if you ate a beria, suffik azayis, right? Meaning, right? A beria, meaning it's a full thing, it's a full grain, yeah? So, if it's, so it's a beria. So it's a suffik, whether you make a bracha chreina on a beria, you know it's not a kazayas. So we have a suffik of zayas. So you have a six fake, a suffik, whether you make a bracha on a beria. Indem slaymar, you know it's less kazayas. Indem slaymar, you don't make a bracha on a beria, maybe it's more than kazayas. Right? So it's a sex fake, because then we say, Mishmur says, you don't make a bracha on sex, so bracha's lakal.
What do you mean with the
you're not sure if it's big enough, you're not sure if it's a shev exayas.
You don't know,
it's
ignorance,
it's a suffix. No, it's a machlaikis, how big is exayas, shlish beitz, or machlaikis, paiskim, how big exayas is. Whether you go by the katreis exayas, whether you go by the other exayas, the suffix exayas. Yeah? So then we say so brach lachol, you know svek sveka, svek sveka lachmer, tut stad lachmer. It's granted to get by spirit sign. There we see fakir because there it says by spirit sign. If you forgot one night, you don't make a bracha, right? If you have a suffix, if you forgot one night, then you do make a bracha. Any suffix you have, you do make a bracha. So one lashon is svek sveka, but. It's theory because it's another sex act. It's something whether the feet of Bahag, whether you pass like the Bahag, that if you miss a night, you can't continue with the bracha. In the same way, we hold the Bahag, you can't, but here maybe it did count, right? So it's a sex act. They'll might simply say, you do make a bracha by a spirit. So Akapanim, it's really difficult over here. This Eitz of the Mishabura, he's worried for the Shita, like Susiyayim Belaila. Yeah? is chayiv in tzitzis, and if you can't make a bracha if you were in tzitzis all night, so if you worry about that, it's not bracha l'chol. So what's the eitz and necessary to put the word over you? Because if I did something, so even though it's sex fake, huh? But ma'isa, I think lika l'chol we hold that's a sex fake. Then your brachas, you don't make a bracha. So it's not so partial. This eitz and mishibra. You don't. They say that by spirit time it's different because they look at Allah we pass in not like the Baha. Right? Elmai Khaish for the Baha, so therefore they say any other suffix we make. Because they look at all that each night is a separate mitzvah. And if you find they forgot one night, that's when you count the next night. So therefore, Elmai Khaish for the Baha. Yeah? All there's most sure disagree with the Baha.
What's the problem
over here?
Yeah.
Mishmur says, if you're going to sleep by day,
yeah.
No, I'm sorry, not the suffix, I'm sorry, not the suffix of Susie Belial, the suffix of Heschadas. You want to sit a day, yeah? You take a bit tzitzis. So it's a suffix,
yeah.
Whether or not, it's called Heschadas.
Whether or not the Allah helps. Allah means.
Now, Indim Slaymar, what?
Yeah.
So you have a suffix. Elmai was, what is this? Happened all the time, that there's Halal. Indim Slaymar, it's Heschadas, but over here, what?
Yeah.
Indim Slaymar. That says chadas because I took it off. But if you're not wearing it, right? But you're not wearing it. But it's only a suffix. So it's a svek sveka, two svaras mechayiv in a bracha.
Yes.
And the problem is, Mishbura says, other places, that by svek sveka, you don't make a bracha. If you eat the beria, suffix beria, not vade beria, suffix is that, you don't make a bracha. Even though the svek sveka tells you that you have to make a bracha.
But Mishbura's whole thing is that you don't think.
Here it's tchascha. Here it's svek sveka. Ah, the pati from bracha. Oh, I'm saying sorry. I messed up. Right, you're right. Here it's svek. Sorry. Here it's svek sveka. It's the pati. Sorry. Very good. So that's okay. Fine. Very good. Sorry, I didn't say that. Fine. Just the idea. A little bit is that svek sveka. You don't make a bracha. Top. Now, legabe cotton begadim. Yeah. Tzitzis. You need wool, cotton. What's that all about? Mechaber says, "Ein chiv tzitzis on a taiga, ella beged pishtim oy shel tzemer ochel." Yeah, beged of. See, no one can hide it. Can hide it because you see the stripes. You know, unless you have the sardi ones. You know, Beged shel tzemer oy. That's what you last played. I semer chalim, right? Pishtim or wool kitzer. Have a big day. Sharminim enechai el of midr abam. Says the Ramah, Yesh Aimrim, Kulcham, the Raisa, Bahaki Hokusa. Everyone could breathe now. Dag Mishabura, Yarishimayim, Yachmer Latsmoi, Lachish Derishayim. Yas Talishal Semer, Kadesh is Chayim, it sits in the entire Kul Alma. The Nokish Yas, the Bainatal is Godel, Bainatal is Cotton. Shall Semer, that's what Shabura says. Zakar Maisha. And Moshe was asked, what about when it's hot? Yeah? So he said that the Shoyl asked, he heard that if you wear a Beged Semer on Shabbos, since it's not when it's hot, yeah, it's 90 degrees outside, and you're wearing your Semer, your wool tzitzis, you're schmaltzing away. So it's not derech levisha. So there's the shayla of itza. You go on the street, it's the shayla of itza. Yeah? And also the beit shayla should take it off, it's too hot, okay. But the shayla of itza. So the Maisha, that first of all, on a beged, there's no shash to take it off. There's a shash to take off, and jewelry and stuff like that, there's a shash to take it off. Actually, that was a big shayla with the masks. On the corona, if you're allowed to go outside with a mask, that was one of the corona shaylos. Then why is the chashan? It's shrap, so there's no air. No air. Well, for sure you can take it off. Yeah, exactly. Right. Even in the beginning when we were scared, you know, like still, right? Unless you walk next to someone, everyone's nervous. You know, they walk, they turn away. You know, kids. Okay, Akapanim says in Maisha though, but he says Vada, right? And also Maisha, if Derech Levisha is a Beged, then it's not Shasha itself. I mean, the truth of the matter is, like, once time, and I think Rosh Hashanah once was darshing about that, if you wear a wool Beged in the summer, you're not Yaitza, it's not Derech Levisha, it's not enough, it's Taisa Nida. There's an Ida over there by the Tachrichim. Taisa says that it has to be Ana, Lishesh Bana, Shabbat's Laila Rosh, put the talus on the mace, with the tzitzis, the Laila Rosh. Taisa says, because even if he would be alive, he'd be popping the tzitzis because there's no Anas Levisha. So you need Anas Levisha. Yeah? So, the Maisa, the time against that is, if you're wearing cotton tzitzis, it's also not doing much for you in the summer. If it wasn't for the mitzvah tzitzis, you wouldn't be wearing it anyway. It's also hot. It's also extra baggage, right? So it's also not helping you out in the schmaltzing summer. Elamai, same. Elamai, we see there's levisha. It's levisha anyway. So it doesn't make a difference, summer or cotton. But anyway, that's an aside. But Ramosha says it's not a problem. What?
Is this such a pattern tie in time?
Pat and Harley? According to him, okay. Okay, maybe that's what this is, okay, fine. No, so Maisa, the Chazanish, and all the Chazanishnikas in Bnei Brak, the Maisa, they wear cotton. They wear cotton.
The
Maisa
said it's
fine. Yeah, the Maisa says it's fine. Adar, Maisa says that Chathili, well, even in some way, she should wear Tzemer. So he says, even though but he says like this: since the Gemara, famous story, the Gemara in Menachos, Memalef, the Ma'isa of Katina, they met the Malach, and he was wearing a Vega Shalpishta. Right, a linen bag, which we don't wear tzitzis. The Mahalik Shem. So we don't wear tzitzis on a bag of Shalpishta today. Yeah, Shash, client, whatever, because we don't wear. Yeah. So he asked him, "What's with tzitzis?" So he told him, "Rechi an shisu asay, we punish because of asay, bitl asay." Yeah. Okay, actually, there's a lot to talk about that, which we're not going to talk about this late, but there's a whole very big, a lot of interesting stuff about that. What does it mean in Shisha say? Taisis means Dafka Tzitzis, which we're asking Nam Chuyuvin. That's what he asked him, you punish him for not when you're not Chayim Tzitzis. You're not going to beg a Dal Kamp, you're not Chayim Tzitzis. But other mitzvahs are yeah, others maybe say not like that. That's a whole different discussion. But Samael is Dr. Maisha, hooray, why are we wearing tzitzis? Right? We don't keep wearing tzitzis. El might be in the Rizcha. Oh, what do you answer? Be in the Rizcha and Shinna say. The Shas of Kas, Kaviachal, and in the Rizcha, when Shem is mad, he'll punish you even in a say, even for not wearing tzitzis. Right? So Dr. Maisha, you know, you don't want to take that risk, right? Of being punished by the Rizcha. So Mela, Alatzad, is it right? Rosh is more worried about the punishment in the Rizcha. Alatzad, that a beggar of cotton is not chayim in tzitzis, right? So you're not makayim that Indian of tzitzis, and Mela being Rizcha, you can be punished, right? So Moshe says, since we're worried about the in Rizcha, so Moshe, him came, you should try very much to dafka to do a beggar child center.